What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Tokyo. Ohayou gozaimasu, James. Ogenki desu ka?
Mike, you better start speaking English to me because
okay.
Tom in Florida has a big thing against immigration, and we don't want to make him upset, okay?
Oh, well, I'm not an immigrant. I was born in Boston.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say before I get into my topics, you have a really nice guy in the control room, Mike in the control room. He's always polite gentleman.
He works very hard at doing what
he
does.
Yeah, a lot of people should give him credit for that. I think he's behind the scenes, but he's a good part of your show, in my opinion.
Oh, he's one of the mainstays of RBN, along with Julie.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. Hey, okay. Mike, first I got to call you out for some fake news. You mentioned that the COVID rates are so low in Japan due to ivermectin, and that's fake. Ivermectin is not legal in Japan, and if you have something that shows that it is, please post it at your site. It's not legal at all.
Well, let's see. I've got a graphic here.
What you're referring to is when a guy who was the head of the Tokyo Medical Association came out and said that ivermectin, it is an effective treatment for COVID, but it was global news, but nothing was ever done with it.
Well, let's see. According to
the
Tokyo Medical Association, this is back on August 13th, they announced that ivermectin is amazingly effective at stopping COVID-19, and they recommended to all doctors in Japan using ivermectin to test COVID. And I'm looking at a graph here showing COVID cases in Tokyo, Japan, before and after.
Right, but they haven't used it. Yeah, what I just said, a guy recommended it, but it's not legal, and it's not being used at all. So I just wanted to call you out for that one. And I listened to a repeat of your show because I'm at my beach house now.
Okay.
And sometimes I can't wake up, so early. You started 6 in the morning or 5 in the morning. But anyway, a lady called in, and she was talking about turkeys, and you mentioned that in Indiana you have a lot of wild turkeys running around. And
yes.
I just wanted to tell you from my own experience, I killed one once when I was in high school with a BB gun, and I killed one once here with a bow. And they're not good eating. They're very
No, they're not. They're not plumped up with chemicals and stuff like the farm-produced turkeys are here. Besides which, I prefer my wild turkey in a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. What I even prefer even more is, I used to have a neighbor here, and he had, a chicken coop. And I remember a couple years ago, I went to Russia, and I sent you, a T-shirt from there. But it was actually...
Yes, I remember that. I still have that.
Hey, great. But it wasn't a good experience of it. I had to take a Russian girlfriend home. She was terminally ill. But there was a guy. There's a guy near me here, and he had a chicken coop. And he said, he's joking around to her, "Hey, how about I give you a chicken? You can make some yakitori, and take the knife. You just kill it. It's very easy." This guy was just using his chicken for eggs. She goes, "Yeah, thank you." And I do it for my honey, my baby, and right in front of the guy, she cut the chicken's head off and started plucking it, and all his friends were shocked. And it kind of makes me it kind of makes me think people really need to start doing things for themselves again.
Yeah,
and going back into the turkeys. The reason why I was even thinking about that was that first time I killed a turkey, I gave it to my grandmother to cook. And then I'm seeing all the TV, this whole thing with a Kyle Rittenhouse, how how all these people are, like, you know, putting all these people up like they're like saviors, like the nice people in the world. One of the guys punched his grandmother in the face.
Yes.
My grandmother was the nicest woman that I've ever known in my life. The other guy, Rosenbaum, he's like a pedophile. You know, and he raped five kids, you know, from 9 to 11.
Yeah.
And you're seeing this all over the world, that people are protesting how these people are so great. I don't even know what the world is coming to. Like, you always
mentioned, look what they're doing with George Floyd. There are some religious universities actually hung up a painting of him as a saint.
Like, he's Jesus, yeah, fentanyl,
yeah.
Floyd. You know, he's gulping down fentanyl. And that's where it all starts. And, like, I'm like an atheist like you. I really, you know, I don't have these beliefs, but I'm beginning to get religious in a way that I really think there's a battle between good and evil in the world. And I think you're seeing it right
now.
Well,
we're losing our civilization, and people are giving vent to their animal instincts is what's going on here. You know, and civilization and morality is what holds those instincts in check.
My last question to you has something. My final question to you, I want to hear your opinion, and then I'd like to just give, you know, what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
So now, Mike, when you have all these big protests going around all over the world, you know, Austria, total lockdown, the Netherlands, you know, violence, you know, England, Australia, you know, million man marches and all this kind of stuff. How do you think that this is going to end?
I'm very worried that it may end in bloodshed. It is very alarming that all of these governments are ignoring what is obviously the will of their populations. And again, it makes you wonder if there is some kind of an agenda behind these vaccines over and above their mythic qualities at fighting COVID-19.
Well, I believe, you know, what you said, I believe that there is an agenda. The agenda is, basically depopulation. And the only way that I could see this ending in a good way is if one country at first, they're gonna need the police or the military in one of these countries to join in to the protests, and in that specific
that's already happening in Austria.
But I'm not seeing any of the politicians being strung up like they did in Romania, you know, mm-hmm. years back. But once that happens, I think that it could be a good ending for all of it. Unfortunately, I'm against violence myself, but I really think that this is what's going to absolutely have to happen to put a hold on everything. And I hope it happens, and because I think it's a very terrible thing that's going around in the world. You know, it is a global agenda. They are going to lock you down. They want to, you know, they're trying to kill your kids, putting all these vaccines in them. And this is a terrible thing going on. And it's very disturbing and distressing, I think, not just for me, but for many people. And, Mike, I just want to wish you and that lovely harp-playing angel a very happy Thanksgiving. And I hope your bottle of wild turkey is very tasty. And I hope you both have a great thing. And give Claire my love and my love to you. And I wish you have a great rest, and you deserve it because you got the best show on the air, my man.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the kind words. And I don't know if you celebrate Thanksgiving over there in Japan. You know, get a little sushi shaped like a turkey or something.
Turkey cup of noodles, Michael. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for the kind words and the phone call. And we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This random thought came to my head. So we got diversity, right? And
yes.
How, like, people are pushing diversity, and diversity is good to a degree.
The further they go, diverse it gets.
Yeah, it's good to a degree, but the further along it goes, it winds up destroying the original culture or land or nation that gets diversified.
Yes.
But then at the same time, we can't be racist and segregate ourselves because, you know, that's that. So it's like we need to find, like, a really happy medium there in the middle, because you got the one end where it's like, obviously, if you're not going to diversify, then you kind of segregate to yourself, you know what I mean? And you stay to yourselves. But at the same time, you know, by not diversifying, it's kind of a weakness in a way. There is strength to the diversity of America, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's just, you know, I just like to point that out, though, that it seems like people are on one end of the spectrum or the other. And it's like either way, it's like bad, right? Either way. So it's just, you know, it's just another happy medium that people need to point out and whatever. Like, you know, it just occurred to me that it just seems like a lot of people are either one way where it's like, oh, can't be racist, we can't segregate at all. You know what I mean? And then other people are like, oh, you know, if we're diversified, then we won't have a culture anymore. And it's like, you know, if you look at both of them, you're like, well, what do you do then?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot of commentators talking about what's going on now with, you know, these set-aside areas, the safe spaces for black students and things. And it's a new racism that has descended on our country. And I've heard a lot of commentators going back to Martin Luther King Jr.'s statement about a world where people are judged by their character and not by the color of their skin. And I think that's really a very good idea.
Right. If you use that, that is a good balance, obviously. So there we go. That's it right there. Character, people. Yeah, hope you guys heard that. That's the best way to judge somebody and get the situation under control. So obviously, all these politicians and that, you know, by their character, you know, if they really want to, I think if they want to stay in power at all, for one, they should be checking all this election stuff and these stolen elections and all that. Any of them that don't want to, obviously, they're gone. It's like, come on. Like, you shouldn't allow cheating, and you should make sure no one is cheating. So, just want to point that out. All right, have a good day.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day. That one caller, I just wanted to know the wild turkey was going to be the national bird of the United States. That's what Franklin wanted, Ben Franklin.
Yes.
But they pulled the bald eagle on us, so that's all right. But the turkey was number two bird on the list. You should have been number one, maybe, but it was number two. But, yeah, Mike, here's what I want to get to now. Let me get on a little roll here. First off, Mike, I want to talk about what's going on in New York with the 800,000 illegal aliens are over there, or illegally in the city of New York, that these leftist, communist, Bolshevik Marxists want to make voters. They're doing the same thing in California. And you'll probably get a couple of callers from, oh, I don't want that guy Tom calling. California's the same way. You got 10 million illegals over there, and they're all voting. But you got 800,000 people are going to be voting, and this and the city council and all that, and these people, what do they think, Mike? These people are all coming here for one reason and one reason only, to wipe out the northern white European culture.
They're coming here because they've been promised that you know, stuff will be taken away from the legal citizens and given to them to address some made up grievance that happened at the dawn of time.
That's correct. And, you know, the Drudge Sludge Jew report was talking today about how these Afghanians are coming here now from Afghanistan, and they're getting 1% small business loans.
Just like the Cubans got.
That's right. They're getting 1% business loans. No white guy on your that calls your show or Afro-American that calls your show is going to get a 1% business loan, okay?
No, they won't.
They will, but these people will. These illegals, they're getting better health care than we're getting. For sure. And, Mike, let me ask you this. The Venezuelans are reporting right now in Texas. They had this in the Miami Herald. These Venezuelans left Venezuela because of inflation. Well, why are they coming here? Because our inflation is going to be caught up to Venezuela soon with this bumbling idiot.
Yeah,
that's true. We got Biden there with the inflation running rampant. Why are all these Venezuelans from Venezuela risking everything to get to the Texas border? The Haitians are walking 800 miles through Mexico to get to the border from Haiti. And by the way, they still have 16 missionaries in Haiti still kidnapped. They have not released them yet. There's still 16 white missionaries in Haiti, Mike. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah. They released two of them, but the rest are still there.
Right. They released two of them, but the other 16 are still in custody of this. And now, Mike, here, let's go to something that's really perplexing now. And I know you're going to get other callers to call in now. Here's what I really want to talk about. This has really got me perplexed, Mike, and it's going to be perplexing to you. Right now, all these major networks right now are calling these people that are at this Georgia trial for this Aubrey They're calling them the Black Militia. Before, they used to be called something else. Now they're called the Black Militia. They have the White Militia, and they're threatening anything that doesn't go to their way. The Black Militia is threatening all these white people, just like the guy who plowed in the older people there in Wisconsin, killing all those people. All they wanted to do was dance, like a dance.
It was a parade. It was a Christmas parade.
Dance parade, right? And all those people, there was a married couple, I believe, and you know, all these people were in the sunset of their lives, taken from them. Now, you've had at BLM threatening to burn down cities. What would happen if white leaders, militia leaders, or anybody, the white establishment, were to threaten the government of the United States that we're going to burn your cities down, we're going to blast at the smithereens? What would happen, Mike?
Oh, they'd be hauled off to prison immediately.
Exactly.
You know, we were talking about that earlier in the show. You know, riots by leftists are cool, and when the right reacts in self-defense, they're being racist.
Yes. And, you know, Mike, I did one more thing. Here's another thing. You know, like when you can do statistics, you never really can get to the right answer. And, by the way, Washington, D.C.'s already had 206 murders. I don't know if you saw that. They just – since they broke a 20-year thing in D.C., the district of corruption. But here, Mike, let's get back to this. According to what I just saw now about an hour ago, I looked it up. There's 64% of the population in the United States is white, Northern European stock. Culture.
Yes.
In other words, there's more white and women and white men in this country than any other group of Northern European bloodline. Now, if that's the case, we're in the majority, but we're allowing the asphalt to tell the gasoline what to do. And I've been saying that for years. Why? Who is absolutely behind us? Well, Peter knows. Peter says it all the time.
Yep.
Peter knows in L.A. He knows exactly who's behind us. And all the other listeners that call your show know who's behind us. But we've allowed our majority to be dictated by a stinking low-life minority. And look at this guy that's ruined NASCAR, this Bubba Smollett-Wallace. Bubba Smollett-Wallace goes around to a garage and say, well, they have the noose on the garage. This guy's basically ruined NASCAR. You can't fly a Confederate flag at NASCAR, Mike, because NASCAR is founded by a bunch of good old hillbilly boys, Confederate boys. Come on, who's kidding who? But now Zog has taken over NASCAR. They have, just like they took over Disney, Walt Disney. Before, I remember back in the 60s, I heard it read when I was a kid that, Walt Disney said something about Jews, and they got real mad, and Walt Disney, they're going to get him back. And look what they did to Walt Disney, Mike. Give me a break. This thing is a big, giant cabal, and it started since 1945. Who's kidding who? And you know what, Mike? You got these Jewish executive producers producing movies like Saving Private Ryan and all these movies, and what I see, Mike, is a bunch of Christian males killing each other. Basically, in the majority, if anything. In the majority. Maybe not all, but in the majority. The majority rule. It's been whites killing each other for what? I don't understand. I'm freaked out. And I see, you know, I hear this crap about the Civil War and all that. And I read the stories. I read Lincoln's papers. And it's mind-boggling what he was doing the last month of his life. Getting ready to do, if anything. And, I talked to Parent about that. He's going to do a little stuff. But it's really interesting, Mike, what Lincoln was ready to do in 1865, 66.
Yeah.
It was mind-blowing. People don't want to even talk about it. Because why, Mike? We've allowed the minority to tell us what to do. And New York is a great example. The New York City. You have illegal people in a city called illegal. What do these people not understand? The word's called illegal. Just like they were trying to go for Rittenhouse being illegally shot three thugs that tried to kill him in self-defense. He used self-defense, but
Tom,
he's a bad guy.
Tom, I hate to cut you off, but we got to take a break for commercials. We have other callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Wow, what a great show you've got going on here so far.
Thank you.
Listen, but I just got to say this, and I have to. Sorry, but I don't want that Tom Favorta calling in anymore because everything he says hurts my feelings.
Okay.
So, there, obviously, the underlying theme here so far with the callers is everybody knows what's going on.
Yes.
The underlying theme is the world is under attack. And the big one, the big prize is the United States. If the United States falls, everything underneath it will tumble. And it will happen. You have a constitution. Canada has a constitution. That's the only reason why these people are employees. Cannot, inflict the kind of suffering that we're witnessing around the world with some of these other goon squads. It won't happen. It cannot stand.
Well, our Constitution is under attack. We have a government which basically ignores it. They are ignoring the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, they're certainly ignoring the Tenth Amendment. The Second Amendment is under constant attack, and now the First Amendment, they're trying to limit that in the name of curbing hate speech.
they're basically eroding the pillars of yes. society. And most people don't even see it happening, especially these young folk that are sitting on their damn cell phones and just whiling away the hours in utter stupidity with absolutely no idea with what's really happening around them and why. And it's shameful. When I was young, it wasn't as predominant as it was right now, Mike. You know what I mean? Like it's like that slow parabolic curve, right?
Yeah.
Where we're in the end game now. So everything that we witness is so in our faces because we've grown up with it for so long. Now we can. Anyone that cannot see what's actually happening hasn't been paying attention their whole life to anything other than, you know, their own narcissistic little, you know, cluster or cloud of people that they hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
This is insane what we're seeing here. Like that, the Pfizer trial, this is the Pfizer trial and what they found with their shots to kids. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference whether they're giving them or not.
No.
Out of the 1,100 kids, no one died, which is great. That's perfect. That's perfect. But more importantly, only 30% or sorry, 3% of these kids actually contracted COVID-19. And we're not giving anything behind those assertions, right? We're not giving who these kids, not who these kids are, but basically what's their makeup? What's their race? What's their,
yeah.
you know, are there any underlying conditions? Are they just healthy, normal kids? I mean, what's normal now, Mike? Some kid shoving Cracker Jacks down their throat, you know, a box an hour, who's 112 pounds, or the 80-pound kid that doesn't do any of that. You know what I mean? We don't know anything about any of these studies. We don't know the cycle rate, the cycle threshold for these PCR tests. I'm assuming they're going to do a PCR test, and I'm assuming they're going to back it up with the factual evidence of actually looking at this thing under a microscope. So, you know, like it's this, all of this, everything that we're witnessing right now is just, it's nothing. It's nothing. I bet you any money, Mike, because you live in a small town.
Yes.
When you leave your house, it's like COVID doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's what it's like where I live.
My doctor, who's also my niece, came down with COVID after getting her first shot. So.
Well, she's lucky then, right? Now she actually has an immune system that works against this. Right?
Well, I think the possibility is the shot actually gave her the illness.
Well, that could be true, too. But we know that they weren't using the actual virus. So, but the beauty is, and I hope that more and more people are starting to see this, because this is the truth. The only way that this is going to end, because we're almost coming up on 2 years now.
Yes.
If everybody contracts SARS-CoV-2, period. Because how long was that Spanish flu, Mike?
It was most of the year 1918.
It was like a year and a half, and then it burned itself out. And those are under conditions where there's no sanitation. That's probably even better. I don't know. You know, there weren't jet planes traveling all over the world.
No, certainly not. But,
so,
you know, it was spread by American troops, you know, in the wake of World War I. Anyway, listen, Al,
sorry
to cut you off. We've got to take a break for commercials. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What? What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Chris Steiner in New Zealand. Chris, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. This is Chris Steiner in Clearwater. I'm having a guest on from New Zealand tonight, though. That's Vinny Eastwood. So we can talk about how what he's enduring and what they're enduring there. He was arrested for protesting the lockdowns, and he's facing 15 years. They charged him for refusing to speak to them. So, it's a really terrible situation he's going through. But are you aware of, Vinny Eastwood?
No, I haven't seen him. I've seen a lot of stuff coming out of Australia and just how totally dystopic it's become down there.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I'll have him on tonight if you want to check out. It's 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and it's you can check out all the frequencies here in Florida, 6 Florida stations. The website is theliberationstation.com. And I also have a guest on about the dangerous loopholes, and attorney Sean McBride, about the dangerous loopholes in the new 4 bills that were just passed last week in the Florida special session to fight vaccine mandates. But there are a lot of issues that the state, the Florida state health officer, can still force treatments, even though you can't force vaccinations. And there are quite a few other issues, like, you know, if you're a new hire or your promotion, or there are quite a few loopholes. So we'll go over those for the first half hour of the show, and you know, let folks know that not to be lulled into a false sense of security by the news reportage, that there's still a lot of work to be done. And you know, if the legislature won't do it, then this attorney, Sean McBride, is trying to organize, has been, even before the special session, has been trying to organize efforts to form a political action committee in order to bring it to amend the Florida Constitution by referendum.
Okay.
And we'll still have to get some of that pressure on. And I think that if the legislature sees that the job gets done without thanks to them, only to the thanks to the hard work of the people, then you know, a constitution gets amended, then I think that would be a real score for Florida. You know, Florida is leading the way, but we have to make sure we stay that way. And who knows what will happen to DeSantis in the next next term, or even sooner. Who knows? Anything could change at a moment's notice. So we got to work as fast as we can. All right. So again, that's theliberationstation.com. If you'd like to check that out, transmitters out of Clearwater, Dade City, and Zephyr Hills, and we'll also be streaming on Zoom, so where people can join in on Zoom and on Facebook Live, and you can just go to the top of the homepage, theliberationstation.com, for all those details.
Okay,
thanks,
and that's
Mike.
liberationstation.com, and we'll check it out.
Thanks, Mike. Take great care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Lenny in Virginia. Hello, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thanks, Mike. Long-time listener, first-time caller. And I've got a little news item that I thought I'd share with your listeners here. I'm a French language reader, and I found a news aggregator over there to try to get down into some of these crimes. And then it came up with a little incident that happened over the weekend. It seems small, but it's kind of indicative of what's going on. And it involves a collective of feminists who were protesting the Afghan immigrants coming to France. And they were attacked by Antifa. And it's just so disheartening, you know, when you get the Antifa, who would, you know, by all, and, you know, I'm an old lefty myself. I used to march with the anti-fascist myself, and we were, of course, feminists. And then to have the current Antifa attacking, you know, the feminists. Now, I don't know these people, but they seem like their heart's in the right place. It seems like they have the reality on their side. They've got all these posters of the women who've been attacked sexually, and they've got a nice banner that presents their, some figures regarding, you know, public opinion of the Afghan immigrants. And, you know, it's just really disheartening.
Well, you know, I'm starting to view Antifa as this generation's version of the brown shirts. They're just shock troops for some agenda. And, you know, when feminism first got really started, I was definitely a supporter. When it was all about equal pay for equal work, equal education, equal access to loans and stuff. But then it mutated into this all men are bad, all men are rapists mentality. And I had to basically stop my support at that time.
Yeah, and the women in this collective, I don't really know them, but it does seem like their heart's in the right place. They just want to, you know, be protected. They seem, you know,
can't argue
more
with that.
Be,
can't argue with
they,
that.
You know,
no.
Sort of the sovereignist type people. We would think of them as nationalists over here. And anyway, you know, you do a great job. I'm an old news guy as well, and I'm real impressed by the way you run down the news, and you know, a lot of your callers. And I guess if there was just one little point of analysis to this news item, I would say it's just such a big disconnect of reality and ideology. And you present, you know, a lot of reality with, you know, just by running down those news items. And then, and you know, these Antifa, they just seem like they're really wrapped up in their ideology no matter what.
Yes, I agree.
I'll leave it there. Thank you. Thank you so much for letting
me
on.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much here. And we are going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon. I was just looking through this. Have you heard of the trademark Spikevax by Moderna?
No, I had not.
Okay, so learn about Spikevax, and they'll give you all kinds of information about why it's good for your immune system. But anyway, the oil business. You mentioned that the trader-in-chief is now going to use the emergency oil reserves. Is that correct?
The strategic oil reserve, yes, which, yeah. You know, is supposed to be used for emergencies and not propping up sagging poll numbers. And even more concerning is he's basically using up the petroleum reserve that our military will need if, in fact, we get involved in a war with, you know, with Russia in Europe.
Yes.
Not to mention China.
Yeah, that was that was the point I wanted to bring up. But you'll find with the oil business, since I don't know if I mentioned this, but since they cut off the pipelines, what they're doing is the government, I believe, are creating trading companies in the Caribbean. And they're getting involved in buying the oil, selling it to the refineries, and they're taking commissions offshore. Okay.
Yes.
I don't know if I mentioned to you, but those commissions in certain cases amount to about $20,000 a day.
Okay.
If you supply 200, say you've got a contract for 200,000 barrels a day, and you're involved in that trade, you're getting something like 10 cents a barrel. So 200,000 times 10 cents, say for 3 years.
Yes.
Right? So they're all these government people that are high up in these departments are, I believe, just getting rich off the backs of the people. And so they're using offshore oil. Now, to do that, to try to do that in the United States would be much harder because you can't set up, as you see, because the companies that setting up are offshore to begin with. So the money comes to the offshore bank. They get their commission, so on and so forth. But if you use your national oil, I don't mean the reserves. I mean just like the pipelines. Well, they can't get into that business, you see. Truman called them the 5 percenters. I don't know if you know about Truman. Well, you know, he would say, well, here come the 5 percenters. And they'd be selling weapons or whatever it was for World War II, like that, right?
Yes.
And they'd be, you know, so I think this is what's behind it. So I just want to share that with everybody because I don't think people understand how these offshore companies work, right? And,
yes.
It's about time, you know, they might as well learn about this business because, well, when it comes to money and people watch other people make big money for doing nothing, except they are using their privilege, like they've been sent to Washington to help the people, and they're not helping the people. They're living off the fat, okay?
Yep.
So that's my my special Thanksgiving wish for all those bureaucrats in Washington. I know what you're doing, okay? I know what you're doing, and I know how you're doing it. I worked as a paralegal for 10 years, and a lot of it had to do with stuff like offshore accounts and whatnot. What else did I want to say? Oh, yeah, this Thanksgiving, what are they going to have, World War III?
I don't know. Ukraine? It feels like we're getting really close to war in Europe, you know, and I can't imagine the people of Ukraine and Belarus are feeling too happy about that right now.
Well, anyway, so look up that Spikevax thing. It's incredible what these people are trying to get away with. To help your immune system. Well, okay. Thanks for taking my call. And again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And
happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And thank you for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, two issues. Immigration, I noticed I've been traveling around the country. And the Haitians, I'm starting to see tons of Haitian warehouse workers. So it seems to be definitely organized where these guys
Dan, you're fading out. You need to get your mouth closer to the microphone on your phone.
Okay, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Sorry about that. It seems pretty organized with the Haitians. They've been coming up, and they already have jobs at some of the biggest companies like Walmart, and they're pretty much dispersed all around the country already. So,
yes.
It's funny how that works, how literally, one day they're crossing, running over the border, and then, 2 weeks later they have an apartment and a job, all lined up and everything. But real quick, this theory that if America falls, the world falls, I've been hearing that today. And I just think that's a debatable issue. I think if you look at, like, COVID, for example, the vaccine passports, Pfizer, Moderna, this is all coming from the American Empire. It's not coming from anywhere else. So,
yes.
It's not the Italian health service that's pushing this kind of stuff. And same when they say, the UN's going to take us over. Well, who's the UN? The UN is just our oligarchs that use that as a way to, influence the rest of the planet.
Well, the reality is, before they can bring about a global government, the United States and Russia and China all have to be, taken down. And I think that's what explains a lot of what's going on in our country right now. The American people are disillusioned with their government. They're certainly not going to support the government in the event of some kind of a crisis. And so, I do think America is being deliberately taken down to make way for the new world order global government.
Yeah, I think that probably happened. What irritated me is when you find out that the Wall Street funded the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes.
And you go through World War One and World War Two, and all, if you're looking at it from a racial point of view of white people, has America been good for the white European peoples for the past 100 years? Or has it been the biggest killer of white people from what it's financed and done? And even, Chinese people with the communism. I just kind of wonder, America's been the engine of this new world order for, all of our lives, to me, it's like America fell a long time ago, and it's almost like America has to fall.
Yes.
So that the rest of the world can be free at this point. That's my conclusion I've come to, because it seems like we're kind of pushing all the bad things right now.
Well, we certainly are right now in Ukraine and China and Syria and Iraq and all these other places here. And, maybe the New World Order is using the American military against the rest of the world to get them ready to accept global government. But sometime between the end of all the wars and the global government, the United States has to collapse.
I guess we'll see. We still have some states, sovereignty, which is good. I've been pretty impressed with other countries like Sweden, came out and did not allow the vaccines for children. Like the caller from Japan, they've been less corrupt about it. Even Mexico. It would have to collapse politically, and I think it kind of already has, like our borders and our system of government.
Yes.
But as far as like corporate America and Wall Street, I guess is the what will be left, right? Pretty much.
Yeah. But, we're going from the nation state to the corporate state as a model for government.
Yeah.
And all right, yeah, thanks. I just think that's a debatable issue. I think we get pretty arrogant and we're not looking at what America's really been doing for 100 years.
Well, I think more and more people are looking back at the history of, who was really the aggressor and who was really the invaded victim here. Anyway, listen, Dan, we got to take our final commercial break, so I'm going to let you go here. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for the phone call. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be.
Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to go to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to thank you for putting a little bit of attention on this case of prosecutorial skullduggery I'm dealing with on behalf of this poor handicapped individual. I don't know if you had an opportunity to go through meadowsfire.com and see what we put up, but we've also just yesterday put up a revised, much more impactful version of the disclosure of the video sculpting, or what do you call it, suppression.
Okay.
Anyway, if you get a moment, now I do have the disadvantage of being blinded, so I have to depend on my friend who's the keyboard master.
Okay.
To go into my email, but if you get a chance, take a look at meadowsfire.com.
Okay.
And unfortunately, when you can't see, you can't actually keep a whole sentence in your mind. Sometimes
yeah.
your sentences are grammatically frustrating. So anything you see that needs a little bit of repair grammatically, or even, how to say, idea-wise. And anybody
yeah,
listening
I
out
remember,
here on RBN,
I did look at this website
they,
the last time
ideas.
You called in.
What's that?
I did look at this website the last time you called in.
Take a look at it again. We've upgraded.
Okay.
And everybody who's listening, if you have experience in the court system, I've had too much experience in the court system. It's really frustrating. But I was really happy that things turned out with the case of, what's his name, Rittenhouse?
Rittenhouse.
And I'm hoping the same thing occurs in this case.
Okay. Well, I wish you a lot of luck, and I will take another look at the page and... you know, get back to you with any comments or suggestions, okay?
Yeah, there's an email address at the bottom, or a contact, a link right there at the bottom of the page. There's
okay.
also a, what we call a 2x2. It shows all the interior video surveillance that we've been given, and you can see all the deletions that have occurred, all to favor the prosecution. But quite frankly, they don't incriminate the accused. That's what's really funny. But they think we're dumb enough to buy it. You know, they play us for our ignorance, don't they?
Well, my question would be, you know, what are the ramifications for the insurance coverage on the building this fire occurred in? You know, do they get less money if it's an accident? Do they get more money if it's a criminal act? That could very well be a factor.
That's a part of what we're looking into.
Because okay.
the insurance, they claimed there was $150,000 worth of damage. All they had to do was wipe the soot off the walls, put in a new carpet. That was it.
All right. So well, listen, Tom, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we are at the end of the program. So thank you very much for the phone call. Happy Thanksgiving. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Farron Schoaf will be taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. A hearty thank you to everybody who is supporting RBN through this very difficult time. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.